Democrat Lieutenant Governor says it is our job to accept child sex changes. By Spencer Lindquist on March 16, 2023. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, D., stated that it is our job as grown-ups to accept and encourage transgender identification among children. Flanagan spoke about the medical interventions used to assist sex change attempts, claiming this is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent, Flanagan also went on to claim. Over the course of recent years, there has been a dramatic spike in the number of children who identify as transgender. So-called gender-affirming care, which Flanagan is defending, includes a range of medical interventions that are used in attempts to change the sex of an individual. These medical interventions include the use of puberty-blocking drugs, the administration of cross-sex hormones, and even sex change operations, which include double mastectomies and hysterectomies, among other operations. Meanwhile, Breitbart News has revealed that some in the health and medical fields have downplayed the severity of these interventions. In one video obtained by Breitbart News, President-elect of the World Professional Association on Transgender Health, WPATH, Marcy Bowers compared sex change operations to removing a mole. In addition, Breitbart News has also documented the role that puberty blocker manufacturing companies have had in attempts to normalize transgender identification among children, with a company called AbbVie even sponsoring an organization that secured high-profile media appearances for children who identify as transgender. Flanagan's statements come after several other states have taken action to defend children from irreversible medical interventions. Legislators in Kansas and Georgia, for example, have passed bills that would prevent children from undergoing so-called gender-affirming care. In Kentucky, lawmakers in the state house passed a bill to prohibit healthcare professionals from attempting to medically transition minors. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee recently signed legislation banning the use of sex change operations, cross-sex hormone treatment, and puberty blockers on minors. He also signed legislation banning drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. Meanwhile, Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz, D., recently signed an executive order making the state a refuge for those seeking the euphemistically named gender-affirming care. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.